This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.
Hey everyone, it's Paul Bertarelli reporting from AirVenture 2017 in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. I'm with Rhett Ross of Continental Motors. Rhett, we've just sat through your press conference. We talked a little bit about diesel. You said you were seeing some major uptake in the market. What kind of uptake? Can you put some numbers on that or some detail on it? And then we'll ask about some of the new products.
Yeah, the uptake's mostly right now in the training fleets because there's a lot of demand for efficiency, you know, cost of ownership. So although we're not, the most economical on a straight up initial buy, but when you look at total life cycle costs, even in a single unit, we provide much better benefits because of the lower maintenance burn, fuel burn, and lower maintenance requirements. You couple that with the fact that we offer true single lever. So your training profile is much closer to what you're going to end up in the professional flying as a professional pilot. So that's part of what's driving it. Most of it's been international, and we're seeing equal interest in new aircraft as well as retrofits. So beginning this year, we've seen about a doubling of our pace of retrofits, and that's continuing to climb. And in our partnership with Cessna, we've seen very good interest, especially once we and Cessna finished the NXI diesel integration. So in the G1000 NXI, I don't know the official name.
Is the NXI for a retrofit?
We don't offer NXI as part of the retrofit. Obviously, folks can go to Garmin, but what we offer are no red X's. So we are a seamless integration now with Garmin. So you have the option if you're still flying older hardware like a six pack, we have a package for you. If you're flying the Garmin G1000, we have a package. And if you're flying the NXI, we've got a package for you.
On the retrofit, a doubling of that, I assume that is in the training market. And is any of that going on in North America, or is it all offshore?
No, we've actually seen some strong interest. I mentioned in the press briefing that we've got Purdue Aviation taking first delivery of a Cessna 172 JTA that will be used in their fleet here in North America. And then Barber Point Flight School in Hawaii has taken one. So that's been that market where everybody says the economics don't really work. They do. It's a little bit tighter. Internationally, obviously, the fuel price spread is so much higher, it's a slam dunk. But North America, there are a lot of benefits as well, especially with our higher TBR.
But those are OEM aircraft, are they not?
They are OEM aircraft. So we're not seeing yet, but we're not pushing as hard in North America yet the retrofits, because we're seeing most of the retrofit demand is international.
Let's talk a little bit about the CD300. That's pretty close to a clean sheet engine for Continental. That is a diesel engine, but originally based on a Mercedes platform, as I recall. Now that's fully certified and ready to market?
That is fully certified. It is ready to market. It's already flying in Stemma AG, a German manufacturer, in an optionally piloted aircraft, multi-mission aircraft, fixed-wing application. They're going through their certification right now, so we're fully supporting that. The engine is production ready, and we have production inventory in stock. So we're done with the Gen 1 engine work, other than getting the validated type certificate done with the FAA in the U.S., and that is in will be in process very quickly and finished this year.
And refresh our memory on that, the specs on that engine.
That is a 300 horsepower takeoff, 272 horsepower continuous rating, 18,000 foot max altitude today, 8,000 critical, meaning you hold your horsepower up to 8. 550 pounds, 9.2 gallon per hour fuel burn at cruise. So a very nice engine, a number of good applications for that.
Is that a V8?
No, it's a 6.
V6, okay. Now back to the CD200, which has been in certification work for quite some time. Is that also complete?
Well, let me clarify one thing. That is a certified engine, so the CD230 variant is certified. What we have done is realized that we've needed to make some enhancements, most importantly in horsepower. So we have completed a certification or all of the development work. So and I love my engineers a lot. It's a 262 horsepower US rating, 265 Euro horsepower rating, or 195 kilowatts. So take your pick on engineering. But it's a great engine, 440 pounds. That 265 horsepower is for fixed wing. And then under the helicopter certification regs, we've done a 285 horsepower rating, which meets the emergency power requirements for that, as we target that engine for the rotorcraft market as well.
And is that production ready now?
That engine has been production ready since the first certification. We've done some new things. If you go look at it, we've got a new induction air system that really helps, and that was part of what helped us get more power. But we are production ready. We're not announcing that we're ready to deliver. We want to work through a couple of other things, but we will probably start offering that at a minimum for experimental applications at the first of the year. And then obviously our work with that engine will be initially with OEMs outside of the experimental segment. You can see an experimental application of that engine in an RV10. It did fly in here at Oshkosh. Mr. Scott Flandemeyer did a great job. So if you get a chance, go check it out and talk with Scott.
Okay, and then last, real quickly, you've expanded some Lycoming PMA parts with roller tappets. So those are available now, or soon will be?
No, the roller tappets are available now. They're on the shelf at our distributor. And we also added a new angle valve PMA as well, which is also on the shelf at our distributor.
And you have the cams for those too.
And we have the cams for the roller tappets, so we got the roller cam as well.
Speaking of cams, I'll close it out with the Continental engine cam inspection requirement. What's Continental's present policy on that as far as support?
I'm not sure what your question is. I know that we have a historic SB on that related to inspection if you see any pockmarking on the lobe surfaces, but I'd have to defer to one of my tech guys.
This is on the cam gear.
The cam gear. Oh, yes. I'm sorry. The cam gear. What we have done, we appreciate all the feedback from the industry. We listened to that. We learned a few things. My team learned a few things. What we have come out is with a change on that. It is back to a standard service bulletin. There are some inspections required, but the periodicity ties in with your normal activities. For those that need to or want to exchange the gear, we have also provided a way to do that exchange without having to open the case. You do obviously have to remove an accessory cover and go in. But all that is spelled out in the new service bulletin, and I think it is a good compromise that aims at providing clear information to the flying public, safety, and also being respectful of engine quality and everything else that's already out there.
And I'm sure you're satisfied that it didn't turn into an AD.
I am, but you know, the ADs are really the FAA side of it. I think we learned, and I'll tell you this, we learned from this experience. Our team didn't fully understand and analyze. We also made some assumptions, because that SB has actually been out there since 2005. And so when we first looked at this, there was kind of this understanding that it might not be, you know, that many. And so when we looked at it, we were like, we need to finish this and everything else. But as we looked at it and understood what was going on, that's why we took this revision and understanding what was there. So, but, you know, I think it's a good learning thing. It's a way for everybody in the industry to work together and get to the most important thing, which is information and safety.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Rhett.
All right, thank you, Paul. Have a good show.
We've been speaking with Rhett Ross of Continental Motors. This is Paul Bertarelli reporting for AvWeb. Thanks for listening.
This podcast brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource for pilots and aircraft owners.